It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Drake paid more than $10,000 for 1,000 individual ice cream treats at 5 different locations in some LA suburbs on Friday. Apparently, there were 4 stands set up in Hidden Hills and one at the Commons at Calabasas, all giving away free ice cream treats. Sources say Drake did it to promote his new album and because he thought it'd be a cool thing to do on a hot day for the community.
Can somebody promote an album here in Indy, please?
I love him.
I like ice cream. Can I have some?
Lindsay Lohan and MTV are headed to Greece for a reality series. The show will be set at a recently opened beach club on the Greek island of Mykonos. The show will follow her and the staff of the Lohan Beach House at work and presumably after hours. Think Vanderpump Rules on the Mediterranean. Other details such as a title and premiere date have yet to be released. Lohan hinted at the MTV show in a New York Times profile in June but didn't offer details. In addition to the club on Mykonos, she plans to open another one in Rhodes.
Oh, man, can we get some more Lindsay Lohan music?
I know. That's what I'd rather have. Roseanne Barr posted a bizarre video statement on Friday morning mentioning and shouting that she thought Obama aide Valerie Jarrett, the subject of a tweet that got her fired from her hit ABC show, was white.
White!
What?
Just, no, hear me out.
I'm trying to talk about Iran. I'm trying to talk about Valerie Jarrett wrote the Iran deal.
I know, but you've told me this 300 times. Do you know that
That's what my tweet was about.
I know. You've explained this literally
300
times.
I thought the b*** was white. Damn it. I thought the b*** was white.
Is this, what is this?
That is Roseanne Barr freaking out. And then she talked more about why she was fired, she thinks.
Okay.
When ABC called and asked me to explain my egregious and unforgivable tweet, I told them I thought Valerie Jarrett was white. And I also said, and I'm willing to go on The View, Jimmy Kimmel, or whatever other show you want me to go on and explain that to my audience. Now, instead what happened was about 40 minutes after that, my show was canceled before even one advertiser pulled out and I was labeled a racist. Why, you ask? Well, the answer is simple. It's because I voted for Donald Trump, and that is not allowed in Hollywood.
Okay.
Migos' member Offset was arrested for gun possession after being pulled over just outside Atlanta on Friday. He was pulled over for changing lanes. When the officer searched his car, they found 3 handguns, a small amount of pot, and $107,000 in cash. Offset faces 4 charges, including possession of a firearm by a felon, possession of a weapon during a crime, possession of marijuana, and improper lane change. According to his lawyer, Offset was unjustly targeted by police because he's successful, wealthy, and black, and a rapper. His attorney said Offset didn't break any laws, and cops used to lane change is an excuse to try and take Offset down. The attorney also said that Offset was not in possession of any firearm. The passenger in Offset's car was a licensed gun holder who had firearms in the car for security. Offset was released Saturday after posting $17,000 bail. All right, so Disney fired. This is just all really crazy. Disney fired Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn over some old offensive tweets. Disney released a statement saying the offensive attitudes and statements discovered on James's Twitter feed are indefensible and inconsistent with our studio's values, and we have severed our business relationship with him. Gunn was the writer-director of Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy franchise. Followers found a series of old tweets by Gunn, which included, "The best thing about being raped is when you're done being raped," and it's like, "Woo, this feels great, I'm not being raped." The tweet was from February of 09. Other tweets said, "I remember my first NAMBLA meeting. It was the first time I felt okay being who I am," referring to a notorious group for pedophiles. So then a bunch of other people after him also got like exposed for having weird pedophilic tweets. There was a series of pedophile jokes from actor and comedian Patton Oswalt that surfaced over the weekend. The old tweets include, "Pedophobe, shaming hurts us all. I'm a proud pedophile. And my blank is super friendly and loves getting rubbed by children. # career ending Twitter typos." Also, old tweets by actor and comedian Michael Ian Black about child molestation resurfaced after Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn was fired from Disney. So Black's controversial tweets are filled with sexual innuendos about children, including so-called jokes about having sleepovers with young girls and having quick intercourse with a baby. He tweeted all about this. He said, "Today, right-wing Twitter came after me out of the blue again because they took offense to a bunch of jokes I've made over the years again. Why now? I suspect it has something to do with me asking Dana Lash all week about Russian money laundering at the NRA. But can't prove it. Here's what's true. One, I make offensive jokes. I've been doing it for 30 years, and although I've slowed down in recent years and gotten more reflective about it, I still do it. Like when I say I do butt stuff with your mom. I don't really do do butt stuff with your mom. I don't even think I know your mom. I make jokes about playing in the NFL. Guess what? I never played in the NFL. I could go on. The point is, I don't think it's a coincidence that the week I go after the NRA for being a mob front for Russia, LOL, that's what I'm saying, I get this coordinated attack. So be it, blanks. I know what I've done in my life, and I know what you've done in yours. The NRA is a terrorist organization culpable in tens, if not hundreds of thousands of American deaths. You want to blank on me for some bad jokes? Have at it. My hands are clean. So he seems stable.
I wonder why they're going after all these people, though. It's like Patton Oswalt, like, especially with that hashtag used in there, it's like, okay, they're comedians. I don't think it's right. Like, pedophile joke's not necessarily my thing, but that was obviously a hashtag way back then on Twitter. It's like, okay, you know, things not to say, you'll get fired or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I don't understand, like, why they're even bringing it up. Like, why are they bringing up all these things about these people?
Well, I guess they feel like they are secretly pedophiles and need to be outed.
I doubt that. I seriously doubt that. I think it's they're looking for the word pedophile and trying to make it out of context what it is.
That's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.